Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, second hour of the show. It is Nick and Joel from Houston, Barry from Portland, Oregon. And before we get more stories from the road from our resident traveling man, Barry Laminack, we do want to get to some news that just came out of the NFL. Cardinals All-Pro cornerback Patrick Peterson, far and wide regarded as one of the best in the business, has asked Arizona to deal him by the October 30th trade deadline, per league sources and according to Adam Schefter. Peterson feels the situation is deteriorating and continues to reaffirm to others he desperately wants out. There is a guy that is a difference maker on the defensive side of the football, without a question. That dude. And you know what? If he picks up the phone and talks to Tyrann Mathieu and goes, bro, how's it in Houston? And with the secondary that the Texans have, you want to make a positive splash on what has been a less than stellar first-year campaign, Brian Gain? Why don't you go get Patrick Peterson?
What does the rest of his contract look like, though? That's the question.
Well, I'll have to look that up for you, Barry.
I know I'm pulling up SpotTrack right now, but I say that because I know they have money. I mean, that's not the issue. But is it how long term? Is it?
But here's the thing: going forward, you can make more money available because you know guys that are long in the tooth, Jonathan Joseph, and that aren't performing at a high level anymore.
That's true.
Johnson and others.
So he's
you can
got,
make it happen.
He's got this year $11 million, $3 million in signing, $250 in the workout restructure, a bonus of $600, and cap hits about $15 million. Dead cap is $16 million. That's this year. So you go out and get him. You know you're going to play him. You need him. You can get better at you know, in the secondary. 2019, $11 million base salary. Cap hit $11.8 million. Dead cap money $1.2 million. So if you did want to get rid of him, which why would you? Because I would take an older Patrick Peterson over an older whatever the hell the Texans have, an older Jonathan Joseph. I mean, Kareem Jackson can play safety once he gets here. And then his final year in his contract is 2020, $634,000 cap hit. That's nothing.
I go at him so, now. That I was expecting a lot worse. That is a dude I am picking up the phone on.
He'll make $12 million in his final year of his contract before he becomes a free agent at 31. So I'm with you. I mean, the question becomes, though, again, Joel, I get it because you need help in the secondary.
Right.
But where do they really need help? Could you spend $12 million somewhere
you know
else?
You
maybe?
Have to
can
start
you think of a spot?
Yeah, you can start and end with the offensive line. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So maybe if somebody Joe Thomas decides he wants to come out of retirement and play for a team,
or maybe there are teams out there that are run by baseball executives that want Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, and Johnson in a 3-for-whatever deal. No, those guys are gone in Cleveland.
That's never going to happen. Sucks. That's
because that's the flip side of it. If offensive linemen were available, you should pick up the phone too. But as we've highlighted, Lance has said, they're so tough to come by, and when a team gets a good one, they hang on to them. We saw what happened with the Dwayne Brown situation. Until there was absolutely no going back, they continued to hang on to them because they know they're hard to find.
Yep. They're just not available. So good ones don't leave.
So did you watch or just keep up with the Texans game? Because the crazy thing, Barry, is I have to say this to you. We are talking about the first place Houston Texans.
Oh my God! I'm gonna own this L because when they went down 0-3 and lost to Buffalo, I was like, well, that's it. That is it. That was a must-win game. And the Giants, when they lost to the Giants, they beat Buffalo. When they lost to the Giants, I was like, well, that's it. That was a terrible team. You lost to them. You're 0-3. There's no coming back from this. And then all they do is rattle off four in a row, and now they're in first place into the division. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with this team? Now, have they beat any good teams? They beat the Jags, but the Jags are playing pretty god-awful right now.
But
so you beat the Colts, the Cowboys, the Bills, and the Jags.
Okay, but here's the thing. At least in the Jags, you're not responsible for a team crapping the bed on their own. They were supposed to be the return candidate, the leading return candidate in the AFC along with the Patriots. So you can't poo-poo on that one completely. But other than that, if we do want to go back, because remember, I brought this up after the Giants game going, now it's not probable, but it's possible they could end up 3-3 because of their schedule. But along the way, you wouldn't have expected two coaching faux pas on fourth downs and a backup quarterback that threw it right in your breadbasket twice in order to seal the deal on a team that you made look a lot better than they are to get the first three. But at least from a Jaguars perspective of what that defense is supposed to be, they did what they were supposed to do. They got a win on the road in a hostile environment against what was supposed to be a pretty good defense.
So this time change has really messed me up, by the way. I mean, to go on air at 11 a.m. Oh my goodness. I was here at 10:30 in the morning. I'm not used to that. If I wake up at 10 o'clock.
You're not even up for another hour.
It's noon. Yeah. So the games, I woke up. I'll just say this. We had a few alcoholic beverages. There's some other things in the state that's legal that may have happened every night.
You were weeding again, and it wasn't on the back 40 of Laminack Manor?
Yeah. You know, I slept so good.
I bet.
All three nights.
But you ate like a pig, didn't you?
Oh, boy. I'm going to come home. I'm gonna be so fat when I get back. But the point is, I woke up halfway through the Texans game. It was like 12:30 here or 11:45 or something like that, which is, 2 hours behind. So I missed the whole Texans game almost. It got to Buffalo Wild Wings right at the end, but I had missed all the important stuff. But from what I understand, the Texans can really thank Blake Bortles and him being a horrible quarterback.
It wasn't even his throws.
Sit atop the division.
It wasn't even his throws. It was fumbles. He just kept coughing it up every time there was contact, and the Texans were right place, right time, and swooped in. And they capitalized this time. They played a lot better and with a lot more confidence. And boy, I'll tell you what, Jalen Ramsey probably should shut his mouth now, because the way that DeAndre Hopkins had his way with him, and you had mentioned, I think, a week ago that, the past history gives a lot of credence to the fact that D-Hop is a guy that he can get the best of Ramsey. Well, he certainly did on Sunday.
Yeah, there were a couple of catches that, you can just watch the highlights. What I love about watching DeAndre Hopkins is at some point this is going to have to be a penalty, I'm guessing, that the NFL. But when he slapped Jalen Ramsey in the head on that touchdown catch, I was like, how is he getting away with that? How is he getting away with slapping the, cornerback in the head? But so far he is getting away with it. But look for that to be something that comes up later, I'd be willing to bet you. But yeah, he had a great game. I was excited to see that Lamar Miller hit the 100-yard mark. Good for him. Yep. That had been a long time coming. Not a great day in the box score from Deshaun Watson. Did it look different than what the box score shows? Because box score doesn't look all that great.
Let me give you two words that we use a lot on this show, and we've used them like a cuss word in the past, but game manager.
Let me guess. I was going to say, he had a very Alex Smith kind of day.
Yes, but you know what? Alex Smith won a lot of football games in the NFL, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but he had to take a bus 12 hours to get to the game because they feared if he flew that because of his collapsed lung and rib situation, it possibly could have gotten worse if he had flown in altitude. So he drove, and it worked out.
That's crazy. Took a bus 12 hours to the game.
Well, because let me ask you on the flip side. Do you really think if he didn't play that they had a chance to even compete in that game, Bortles or not?
The way they played, if Blake Bortles was 6-12 for 61 yards and a couple of fumbles and an interception, because that defense is still going to do that to him.
See, I'm saying, go into the game knowing that it's going to be Brandon Whedon instead of...
Oh, would you think you had?
Yeah,
no.
Do you think? There's no way.
No, but hell, Brandon Weeden may have put up better passing numbers than that because he's healthy. I'm wondering how long that's going to linger with Deshaun Watson. That's obviously something they have to keep their eye on. One question I had that I noticed, because I always look now at the box scores for this, but what did I see Kiki QT had one catch for 3 yards and three targets.
He tweaked the hamstring again.
Okay.
So they started reporting him as you know, questionable, and then after it was, you know, at the end of the, I think it was in the third quarter that they said he's not coming back.
Hey, real quick before I forget, because Juggalo Trey is the one who made mention to me, Josina Anderson says,
I was getting to that. Yeah.
His source tells her that Amari Cooper is being traded to the Cowboys for a first rounder.
Oh, look at that.
See, I was going to tease plays. That leading to the break so that we could blow it up big coming back, because I've learned radio from you over the years, Nick. But that is pretty big news. I mean, but that had been rumored that the Cowboys were doing their due diligence. I don't know if it was unquestionably the most due diligence that they've ever done on any player, but I do know that they did enough and they were exploring the possibility. But I don't know what John Gruden's trying to do, if this is his way of going and trying to hit the restart button to get all of his type players in. But I'll tell you this, if I'm Derek Carr, I am going to rent instead of buy. I'm going to be figuring that I'm going to be somewhere else pretty soon too.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, Gruden's not, you read his body language and you see the things that he says about his quarterback, and you know, all the work he's done with ESPN, with that quarterback school and all those film sessions. I just got to believe that if he's doing this, he's done it with Mac, he's done it with Cooper, why stop there? He'll do it with Carr, too, and say, if you really want to judge me, let me get all the players that I want, that I like in here, and start from scratch, and I think that Carr might be next. And again, the trade deadline's not till the 30th of this month. There's still an opportunity if you're going to try and crap the bed as much as possible for the most picks you can get. There's teams out there, i.e. the team we were just talking about, the Texans just played, and others that would love to have Derek Carr behind center.
So they traded. What did they trade, Nick? You said
Cooper for a
first
rounder.
Yeah, the Raiders had said staunchly that if they were going to trade Cooper, he's on the market, but they needed a one, and they got the Cowboys to cough up a number one.
I think the Cowboys might have overpaid.
It's possible, because after a hell of a rookie season, he's definitely had a fall off every year. But at the same time, he could sit there and turn and say it's the system. You know, Carr's been hurt. You know, all those different things. We'll see how it affects him long term.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't. His first game, he had 10 targets, but he's been a non-factor. It looks like he won touchdown all year, 280 yards. Like you said, he hasn't been having a great couple of years since he got into the league, but I don't know. At least good for the Cowboys for going out and doing something. And good for you if you go out to Vortex this week, man. Did you guys know that Vortex is having their grand opening celebration all week long, October 22nd through the 28th? Something going on every single day, man. You should get out there. When I get back in town, I got to work off all this food I ate. No better place to do that than Vortex. It's a great workout. You can do the Rumble classes or the Ride classes. And like I said, this week is their grand opening. I'm going to be there at least one day, if not two. You should come join me and work out. I do it every Tuesday and Thursday. Nick did it with me last week, had a great time and a great workout. But this grand opening celebration they're having, something going on every single day. They've got incredible promotions on the Ride and Rumble workouts. You come out there and get a workout in, then they've got some food, drinks, and fun for you after your class. They've got themes every day. So Monday is Monday mashup. There's Taco Tuesday. Yeah, get to work out. And yeah, reward yourself with a taco sponsored by Jen's Gourmet Tacos. You got Wine Down Wednesday, which is a Texas winery is sponsoring that. Thirsty Thursday is be sponsored by a local brewery. Freaky Friday, where they'll have dual classes. And then that's sponsored by this place called Vitality IV, where you can get IVs and regenerate. It's pretty cool. They've got all kind of stuff all week long. The one I like the most is on Sunday, man. If you got a chance to get out there and get a ride in, get out there on Pink Sunday. They'll be donating $5 from every ride to the Rose, which is a place that provides quality breast cancer health care for women. So lots of cool stuff going on. Lots of great sponsors. Lots of promotional stuff, too. You can get some great deals on their member classes, and they're already good deals. $25 classes for a spin class or a rumble class, $40 to try it out for a week, unlimited walk-in classes. And right now they have a you can get the unlimited ride or Rumble membership for $195, and then they're going to give you a special deal on your second month. So all kinds of stuff. Check it out. VortexTexas.com is the website. They're located at 1707 West Gray. If you want to get out there and get a class in before I get back to Houston, make sure you check it out. Make sure you get out there. VortexTexas.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collarbone. Is done in vain. Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justice by the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry's in Portland, Nick and I in Houston. He'll be back tomorrow for the show in body, if not any spirit. Before we get to anything else, Barry, I was going to tell you, I loved when I lived in Portland the fact that the NFL game started at 10 a.m. It was awesome. And the other thing was the lottery there was done with gambling as well. So you could get lottery tickets playing NFL games with spreads and get money just like you were betting. But obviously all the losses go to the lottery. And if you win, you win. You could pick, you know, as you could pick, you know, parlays and trifectas, however you wanted to do it. But my best friend there and I, we would get up, we would go grab some breakfast, we would go place our picks on in the lottery, and then just watch football the rest of the day because 10 a.m. to noon, then the late game takes, and then you get the Sunday night. It was fantastic. I loved the way you didn't have to wait for the games till noon.
It's crazy. Yeah, that was weird. But like tonight, like again, my flight doesn't leave until 11:40 Pacific time. So it's 1:40 is when my flight takes off, 1:40 Central time, Houston time. But I'm going to watch Monday Night Football at 5 p.m. That's super weird to me.
Yep.
I'm used to, you know, being late. You're chilling on the couch
and,
or whatnot.
And what they used to do without social media and the internet being such a big deal, when I lived there, they used to delay it. They used to start it like at 6:30 or 7 o'clock so that because people would hey, I'm working all day and I want to go home on and watch Monday Night Football and it's already in the second half when I get home. So in Portland, they used to delay Monday Night Football until along comes the internet and social media and people are giving you updates on every play and it doesn't you're going to find out what happened anyway.
Yeah, yeah. One of the other things here that I noticed, so when I thank you, by the way, for the hookup at the Nike store, that was like Willy Wonka for sneakerheads.
It is like the greatest. I mean, I'm telling you, when I traveled with the team and anytime I went to Portland, I looked forward. That was like my Christmas. Any chance to get into the Nike employee store.
You get there, you check in, and you just they give you this basket and they're like, whatever you want, 40% off. And you don't pay tax.
So time out. Because Raheel, I don't know if you tweeted on that or not, but it used to be not just set 40% rate. It used to be that the prices were marked on everything. And a lot of times you could get steals for deals where you could get like certain items and certain shoes that were closed out for like what would amount to 70% off. But the standard was
the
a minimum.
That's the back wall. So when you get there on the back wall,
yeah,
there was tons of Jordans, like, you know, old releases of Jordans on the back wall. But you have to find your size. And they put new stuff out there every day. So when I got there, there was a pair of low gray 11s. But I don't like those. So I was like, man, I could get those for a steal, though, because they're on sale. I think I would have gotten them for like $70. $80 for
please
the
don't
pair
tell
of Jordans.
Me that now, and they were if they had my size too. Don't bring that up now.
I looked for you. I looked
okay.
for you. No,
right.
no, no. I looked okay. for Jordans for you.
Okay.
I looked for LeBrons. I looked any. I looked no. Trust me. But that so you could do that. But then so you know I ended up getting my wife some stuff. I got me some stuff because you got me the hookup. I got you some stuff.
Appreciate it.
But I can't travel with eight pairs of shoes, right? So you had gave me the tip. You said, hey, they'll ship it for you, mm-hmm. which was awesome. So I go to the lady. I'm checking out. I ended up saving almost $400, by the way, on shoes.
Yep.
And so she says, I said, can I ship this? I'm from Houston, and there's no way I can get all this on the plane. She goes, yeah, no problem. She goes, but you'll have to pay tax on it. And I was like, on the shipping?
See, that's ridiculous. Like, that's because it's out of state?
Yeah. So I had to pay the $35 to have it shipped, and then they added $40 or $45 for taxes on all the shoes. So it's extra $75 or whatever. But, dude, that still put my savings at like $300 and something.
Yeah, but they didn't used to do all that. And I know Nike's gotten super corporate and super human resource, you know, savvy and all that other stuff. But that was another thing where, and maybe when you're with the team, they don't bother and they with all that and they just ship it at whatever their cost is. But I was surprised when you told me that.
Yeah, I didn't mind though. Hell, I mean, I still saved. Well, I say everybody that, you know, you, me, and Nora, we combined our shoes. We still saved $300. This is a damn good deal. I got my first two pair of Air Force Ones. Got me some all whites, some black and whites. Found some Air Max. Got you some 270s. Got some Nora, her favorite shoes. So it was a good dude. It was fun, and it's not just shoes. They have gear. Yes. They had basketballs. They had Nike watches. Which really, if I was smart, if I was a hustler. I would have bought 6 or 7 Nike watches and put them up for sale.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know what? No. I don't want to take advantage of it like that.
So let me ask you this, for the listeners at home, but it's an unbelievable experience. It's like getting into Fort Knox really to get in there. But they never did that with just everything on the floor from a clothing perspective, from the watches, from everything. They would put specific prices on so that you knew and you could see a lot of them were more than 40% off. So they're doing it a different way now. That was kind of disappointing for me.
Yeah, they would just have the regular, so like the pair of shoes, if they're $100, that was retail. And then when you get to the register, they just take the price off at that point. So you didn't know. I mean, you just had to. I mean, I just pull out the calculator and figure it out real quick. But
so did you cop me a pair, man? Did you give me a pair of Air Force Ones?
Well, no, I didn't. I'm not buying you no shoes, man. I looked for you a hat, to be honest with you. I was going to buy you a hat, but all they had was like Seahawks hats. And I was like, you don't want no damn Seahawks hat.
Barry, this is a guy that went to Vortex and used his boat shoes. You got to get the man some workout shoes.
Dude, I had so much going on. I was like, I'm going to try to find Nick like a Rockets hat and they didn't have anything that was worth it. So I was like, well, sorry, Nick.
A Rockets hat in Portland, Oregon, Nick. Sorry, they didn't have it.
Nothing.
Shocking.
I can't, dude, as much as I love everybody and would love to buy people, they had a Rockets jersey, but I'm not buying Nick no jersey. I don't know.
You almost dropped an S-bomb there, bro.
What?
I thought you were.
No, shoes. I was going to say shoes.
Okay,
as much as I would love to buy everybody's shoes, I was already had my cart. Did you guys see the picture of my Instagram story?
No.
Go to my Instagram.
Go to my
app. Barry is funny. Check out I have a highlight just for Portland for my trip of all the different stuff. My cart was, people were staring at me like I was some weirdo. I was the only one with a full cart.
They had you pegged. I'm just going to tell you
Shut
that.
Shut your mouth.
That's spot on.
Well, but I do appreciate it, man. It was awesome.
I'm glad it worked out. I was worried it wasn't going to work out, so I'm glad that it was able to work out last minute. You were able to get there.
It did, man. And look, Portland's awesome because there's tons of bars. And like I told you guys, I pretty much was drinking heavily every night. But I knew that was going to happen. So I was smart enough to bring some Thrive Plus with me. And because I'm not an everyday drinker. I don't drink all the time. So if I know I'm going to get down over the weekend, man, especially on these road trips, I've been bringing Thrive Plus with me. And it helps, man. It makes me feel so much better the next morning. And if you drink and you don't feel the same the next morning, if you're less than 100%, get you some Thrive Plus in your life, man. It's really easy. It's like a vitamin when you take it, and it counteracts the negative effects of alcohol. It's real simple. You take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or right before you go to bed. It reduces the negative effects on your liver, on your body. It helps you process the alcohol, gets rid of those toxic byproducts. I'm not a scientist, but I'll tell you what, it works. I felt so good every morning. I wasn't hungover. The host of the show was hungover. I was not. I was feeling great. She didn't have Thrive Plus, and I did. But don't take my word for it. They've been featured on Shark Tank. They have Ivy League graduates on staff, 5 PhDs. They know what they're doing. And look, if you don't feel 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. You got nothing to worry about. So whether you're having one drink, five drinks, nine drinks, like maybe I did, three capsules of Thrive Plus afterwards, you're going to feel so much better. It's that simple. And look, Thrive Plus is a Houston-based company. So if you order before 4 p.m. today, you'll have it on your doorstep tomorrow. That's right. Get it before 4 p.m. Get it tomorrow. It's that easy. Go to order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. Or you can get it on Amazon. Just search for Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, guys, and neither should you.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry here, courtesy of the hotline, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. Nick and I in studio. We'll all be reunited, and it'll feel so good tomorrow here in studio. But we appreciate you spending your afternoon with us. We'd like to give back to those of you that take the time to do what you do and listen to the show on a regular basis. Therefore, it's time to do a little of that right now. Right now, you can be the winner of WWE 2K18 Xbox One game. You can get it just like the one in stores now. It's bigger and better than ever with the WWE 2K19 Million Dollar Challenge. Well, you'll play against cover superstar AJ Styles for a shot at $1 million. 2K Showcase is back. My Career is back with an original story voiced by over 25 WWE superstars. And the WWE 2K19 roster is the biggest ever. So therefore, when this giveaway says and is written and clearly typed out WWE 2K18, but every other piece of dialogue in the copy says 2K19, I'm going to go with my hunch here. I'm going to go with a gut feeling. I'm going to tell you this is actually WWE 2K19 you're going to get, not 18. If you need 18, I'm sure we probably got one laying around, but I can't be sure. So if you want to win WWE 2K19 for Xbox One, what are you waiting for? We're going to take caller number 17 right now at 713-780-3776. Caller 17, 713-780-ESPN. If you are caller number 17, you will get the game. Good luck. And if you don't get it, you can always buy it in store. How about that, Barry?
Yay.
I did a Barry. Just to make you feel good, I previewed on the run, and it didn't work out so well.
No?
No, it says we're giving away 2K18, but all the copy says 2K19. Why would I want to win the game that I'd be like anticipating going to get the next one for? No. We'll have to scrounge up a 19. Damn it.
I need to get a copy of that. I need to get a copy of that just so AJ can't. That would be my goal.
Does he play that game?
I think that's one of his favorite games to play on his, I don't know if he has Xbox, PlayStation. I mean, he's kind of old, so he may even just have like a ColecoVision, but that's apparently one of his favorite games.
And by the way, nice try, you guys. I knew what you were doing after the fact, but Nick had to be in on this. Jong had to be in on this, and I know you had something to do with it. But there's no way in hell that was anything other than you guys thinking you got me when you slid AJ in to fill in for you when you were on your way to Austin. I'm just saying.
I had nothing to do with that.
And you know what, by the way,
sorry
to disappoint you, but it went very, very well.
They agreed on everything. It was terrible.
I'm sure you were pissed on your way to Austin.
I listened, and first of all, I didn't know that was going to happen. I swear to you, I was not in on that at all, because as I was getting up, I saw him walk in. I was like, "What's going on?" And then
you and I had the same exact reaction. Then that's perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was, but oh my God, I've never got ran to my car so fast. to see what happened. Oh, I was so pissed at you guys. Oh, lovey-dovey. Yeah, yeah, let's talk sports and be pals. Both of y'all can suck it. I wanted war.
Me too. I wanted him to throw some Girl Scout cookies at AJ like he did to you. That would have been fantastic. Yeah. And then AJ would have thrown a head kick.
You treat me.
I'm a professional, Barry. When you work with professionals, you know how to work with professionals.
Did you throw cookies at me once? You treated
him
better.
Let me reiterate. When you work with professionals,
you
know how to
treated
work
him better than you treated me, and he's treated you worse than I've treated you. That is, I was so angry at you.
Pro's gonna pro,
man. I
want
you to make fun of him. I know, even all over
social media and everything else. You can't be sure. You got to be kidding me. You guys got to cuss at each other. You got to do this. You got to do that. I mean, I was just waiting for Lamont to blog on it, but I didn't see the audio. So I guess that passed him by. I guess he must have been listening to another show at that time.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe Nick. Valid effort. Nick was like, "Can you call like somebody a bastard or something?" Like it was a good effort. It was a good.
I really thought you were going to call in. I thought you were going to be like, "All right, enough of this. This is not good enough."
No, we wanted to see a disaster unfold. No one wanted to get involved in that.
So I thought Barry was going to call in and go, "Hey guys, I'm listening to this, and this is just BS. We got to get this rolling."
Okay, if I'm being honest with you, this was going to be the call because I swear to you, I was going to call. Mm-hmm. I was going to call in and say who's fatter and just see what happened. But I was like, "Damn it, I got to let this happen on its own. I can't get involved." And I was just so disappointed.
So both of you are claiming no responsibility.
No responsibility. I had nothing to do with that. Would never.
I swear to you. I would own it. But I swear to you, I had nothing to do with
it. But once he walked in the studio, I was hoping for
it. I was a little giddy after.
That was different. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was giddy when I walked out of here going, both of you can suck it.
I had nothing to do with it, but when I saw it was happening, I got a little excited. Not even gonna front.
I know you did. Then, I could just see. I was watching Nick's face, just the little chuckly, smiley, grinny thing he had going. When I was like, "Okay, all right, I see how y'all are."
Such a roller coaster of emotions you guys took me on.
Yeah.
Because my favorite part, the people don't know this, but AJ walks in and he plops his bag on the desk, and you go, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm going to do the show with you, Joel." And you go, "No, you're not."
That was so funny.
He goes, "Yeah, I am." You were like, "Oh, no, you're not." And then I was like,
"I did not do that."
And yes, you did, Nick.
He did. He did.
I said, "No, you're not."
I can confirm. Barry
asked. But not the second time. "No, you're not." I mean, I can handle it.
I ran to my car to listen after that. Oh, I was so sad. Man.
Yep, hate to burst your bubble, buddy.
Yeah, you guys handled it like grown-ups. God, who does that? That's
seriously
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Grown-ups, get out of here.
It's just when you work with a professional, you know, you can put everything behind you and just get to good
right
radio.
You've said that enough.
Oh, did I? Okay, I wasn't sure. It's kind of like the "no, you're not." I don't know how many times I said it, so I just want to make sure it gets out there. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got plenty more to get to, including your calls, texts, and tweets. If you want to join the show, the HR&P listener line is 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text. And, of course, you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. More coming up. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I fly like paper, yeah, I like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one done in a second if you wait. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee-deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects on a Monday. It is Barry in Portland. It's Nick and I in studios. We roll on. Trying to kind of backtrack on what was a very long weekend. We have two teams in the World Series that we can get to, and maybe we won't. We covered a little pro football, and of course, because everybody else is already talking about the Texans' big victory, but the one thing we haven't touched on yet, which had some pretty big storylines this weekend as things start to sort themselves out, is college football.
Man, what the hell happened to Ohio State? I didn't get to see the game, but when you look up and see that they lost 49-20?
Yep.
What did I miss?
Here's the thing, because I didn't watch that game either, and I was kind of bouncing around, and I want to say that was game seven of Brewers-Dodgers, so my household TVs were obviously, for a lot of reasons, were tuned to that. But I saw someone tweet, and they said they're freaking out because Urban Meyer's down. I thought, oh, my God, health issue. He fell over on the sidelines again or something like that, or he's got more things going on with his body. And then I turned around and went, oh, my God. God, where did that score come from? Because it was a foregone conclusion in my mind that was an easy win for Ohio State. And now,
oh, no doubt,
the entire polls are and the playoff situation is up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, they managed 76 yards on the ground. But when you're playing from behind, you're not going to run the ball that much. How does Purdue getting 28 points in the fourth quarter alone? I mean, you look at just looking at the breakdown per quarter, Purdue scored 7-7-7, then 28, and Ohio State didn't really put a touchdown on the board until the fourth quarter. 470 passing yards for Haskins, but I didn't get to see it, and I'm pissed, but it just looks like Ohio State got dominated in every single facet of the game. How does that happen with a team like Purdue? If this would have happened when they played Michigan, or maybe even Michigan State, I would get it, but you're talking about a Purdue team that was, I think, 3-3 coming in. I mean, that's
even like a Penn State, because Penn State's always going to be top 10 in recruiting, and they're a huge name. But, you know, I get it. Purdue's a Division I program. It's been down for a very, very long time. This is even bigger in the upset category than when Iowa beat Ohio State a year ago. And knowing the Big Ten like I do, you know, there's the have and the have-nots, and there's a lot of have-nots. And you look at it, and Purdue is a have-not. And obviously Ohio State is the biggest of the halves. There was no way in my mind, I was going, is there a game I can flip to during commercials that I can really pay attention to? And I'm like, there's really no big marquee matchup in college football worth watching because the Ohio State game is going to be a blowout. And then lo and behold, this happens and you go, well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy in Urban Meyer. But at the same time, I was shocked. I really was.
Last time Purdue beat a team ranked this high? 1984. Want to guess who it was? Buckeyes.
Really?
28-23. They beat the second-ranked Buckeyes in 1984. Man.
34 years ago. Crazy.
Yeah. But
you know what? I thought for a second that they had a chance to come back. Like, I was like, there's no way this is actually going to happen. Well, I kept telling myself that. Like, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, third quarter, they're going to turn around. Nope.
But it was close, right? Because, like, to Barry's point, the 28 unanswered in the fourth quarter for Purdue, you're looking at it going, but going into the fourth quarter, it was a game. It was anybody's game.
I mean, I felt like when they didn't make the comeback in the third quarter, I felt like it wasn't going to happen in the fourth, honestly. I just felt like they felt beat by the middle of the third quarter, and it might have been even sooner. But I think also if you're a Michigan fan, you should be happy. If you're a Big 12, if you're a Big 12 fan, does that open things up for you?
Oh, my God, Barry. And you, for once, I could have used you on a remote Friday. We were at, Thursday. Sorry, Thursday at Carbach. We had two guys that decided to have a liquid lunch while they joined the show. And one guy was a Central Florida fan, really good dude, big fan of the show, great. The other guy was an anorexic George Costanza with the voice of Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes, and he kept asking us questions. And I was like, bro, finally I was just like, bro, you're kind of like a machine gun. You're all over the map spraying bullets on whatever topic you want us to talk about. And we're actually doing a radio show here. And he got real cocky because we wouldn't get into, and AJ and I were laughing about it, the guy, because I guess he did it to them too, but he kept saying, you ever wonder if Texas could really get – if anybody's going to stop Texas from getting to the Final Four? And I'm like, dude, it's the Big 12. You still got to beat West Virginia. You got all these – he's like, what are you talking about? And he just kept getting more and more belligerent as he was drinking. And I was like, I wish Barry was here to just blast this guy's ass on anything from his baboon's ass bald spot in the back of his head to his crackly, whiny voice to whatever it was. But I finally just put my headphones on and left him on the whole time. But he kept saying, because Clemson's going to lose to NC State. Well, no, that didn't happen, but he got something that he probably didn't expect, like we were talking about, when Purdue beat Ohio State. Because now,
I mean,
there's a lot of doors open for a lot of programs coming down the stretch here.
Well, when number two loses, everybody moves up. And literally 2 through 8 on the poll in the polls right now all moved up a spot. Florida jumps up 2. So your top 25 looks like this from 1 through 10. Alabama won. By the way, all 61 votes going to Alabama.
Not a surprise.
No one's dumb enough now to vote for anybody else. Clemson second, Notre Dame third, LSU fourth. So there's your top four. All three of those, 2 through 4, moved up a spot, like I said. Michigan at 5, Texas at 6, Georgia 7, Oklahoma 8, Florida 9. UCF moves up to or stays at number 10, but they're in the hunt right now at 7-0.
As much as people want to poo-poo on them, they just keep – they're like a cockroach you can't kill. They just keep hanging around, and they've given you nothing except for strength of schedule to believe that they're not going to continue to do so. We know they don't play the biggest schedule in the country, but they win the games they're supposed to win.
Yeah, and Ohio State drops to number 11, dropped 9 spots. Kentucky moves up to another big mover in the poll because of what they've done lately is Washington State jumps all the way up to number 14 in the polls. Big wins. I mean, when you look at – so they got the one loss, unfortunately, to USC. But, man, they've rattled off wins against a really good Utah team, Oregon State, number 12 Oregon, and then and those three in a row – that's not too shabby. And so we're going to find out if they're legitimate because they've got Stanford and they still have Washington on their schedule. But I think if they beat Stanford, they're solidifying their spot here in the top 15. Washington State is.
No. Yeah. Look, that's a huge win for Washington State. I didn't see coming. I was going to pick Oregon in our pick'em pool with AJ. And at the last minute, I didn't. I was happy, but I didn't win anyway in that game, so I lost my college game. But I thought Oregon, with a Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback, already had some big wins this year, played tough recently. I thought they were going to show up. They weren't even close. They weren't even on the map. They looked awful. No,
and they were 12, fell 7 spots to number 19. So I don't know how, but my Aggies moved up, probably because Oregon and NC State lost. But Aggs moved up, Penn State. Couple of new entries into top 25, Utah at 23, Stanford at 24, and then Appalachian State cracking the top 25. Now, how cool is that?
It is cool. It's very cool, and it's not something that's expected. And again, kind of like Central Florida, you look at it and you go, well, they don't. No, you can't keep doing that because you know what? They win the games on their schedule, and they warrant where they are right now, and if they keep winning, they should continue to climb, and they should get a good bowl game because it's an impressive story. And you know, when the NCAA set up all these things for the way they do each sport, and especially in football, they didn't do it with the trying to poo-poo on the little guy. And the little guy is showing up, so let them keep playing big. And if they don't, you can take them off. But until then, let them prove that they belong, just like Central Florida.
I mean, they'll probably end the season ranked because I don't see anyone on their schedule that would scare them, but that's, again...
We saw what happened with Ohio State, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Troy, Georgia State, Texas State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, this is all remaining.
Now, I know you didn't see this, but I put it down so maybe you could, because I'll say this. Of the teams that are in the top five or six, you know, LSU's a team that has the toughest schedule, I would say. Obviously Alabama, but Alabama almost doesn't even count. It's a foregone conclusion they're going to be there. But I don't know if you saw this or not, but LSU, you know, the rule in college football is if you target or whatever and you rough the quarterback and the review states it, you're not only kicked out of the game, but you missed the first half of the next game. Devin White, All-American candidate linebacker for LSU, the worst targeting call on a quarterback I've ever seen. They went to review, which I was like, oh, they're going to reverse this. They not only didn't, but they kicked him out, and now he's going to miss the first half of the biggest game of the LSU season against Alabama. Complete and utter ridiculousness, in my opinion.
First of all, I agree with you. Second of all, the biggest game will be their last game when they play A&M, so suck it. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man, yeah, I like A&M.
It's horse bleep. It really is. They've got. If you're going to review it, get it right.
Exactly.
You might have just cost LSU a playoff berth because of that, if they lose to Bama.
No doubt about it. All right, we got two in the books. We got one to go. Plenty more of the show. 60 minutes on the clock. You're a part of it. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspect. It's ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.